This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We got Davey Tree coming up in about 30 minutes. We've got Doug right now taking your calls. The organic gardener himself is on the air. He's headed to London next week. Steve Rapaschke will be here. Sweet Apriers. And, of course, Bee Control of Pittsburgh. We're going to be talking all sorts of good things with him. I got a question for you about him in just a moment. But right now, if you're the 10th caller, you're going to have a chance to win that gift certificate to Sorgles in Wexford. And Zaire, Bees, what's Steve Rapaschke doing?
That's what you're going to find out next week.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, he's been doing this for a long time in Kenya, going there and helping them with their bees and with lots of other things. He's an amazing dude.
He is. You got to be the 10th caller right now at 412-922-1020 to win that gift certificate to Sorgles in Wexford. Yeah, we were text messaging yesterday, and I'm like, man, this guy, he travels all over the place.
Yeah, at least once a year he's in Kenya, again, trying to help them and help them make their own honey. It's just amazing what he does and with the bees. You know, there's always something going on with wasps or bees or pollinators or something that Steve can help with.
Meadow Sweet Apiaries, now, I know you've had it. Is it really good?
You can't have anything better than real honey. And you got to get the real stuff. That's the thing, you know. That's what he's actually taught me years and years ago before I had bees, you know, that some of the honey in the stores that's shipped in from who knows where is just a mixture of all sorts of stuff that's not honey. Yeah, you got to have the real deal. When you have real honey, and there's like there's spring honey, there's fall honey, there's summer honey. It's pretty cool.
And your honey will be back tonight at midnight.
Yeah. I've had a week of just me and the dogs.
And playing guitar like Keith Richards.
Yeah,
listen,
I wish.
So I'm driving home, and I mean, I'm like toast yesterday. I didn't get out of here till like 3:30. I had to go home and cut the grass. So I mean, so I'm driving, and I'm thinking, did I just see Doug's name on a marquee in Beaver County? And I asked you when you came in today, and it is on the marquee.
At Ambridge, at Travel Junction. I worked with Travel Junction since 2013 and putting these trips together. And as you said, I'm leaving for London on Thursday. Hey, two seats opened up. If you're not doing anything for 9 days, starting Thursday, we're flying nonstop to London. Just thought I'd throw that in there.
That's pretty cool. But I saw your name, and I mean, he made it to the big time. All right, listen, if you want to give us a call and you have a gardening question, 866-391-1020. What are we doing with Davey Tree today?
We're talking about native trees, which is going to be great with Steve Fallure. And I'm very anxious to talk to him about all sorts of native trees, but also my favorite, the pawpaw. And of course, it's Mother's Day.
It is.
Happy Mother's Day. I was watching the news this morning, and they said, well, if mom likes to get her hands dirty, get her a string trimmer. And I was like, a string trimmer? You might as well throw in a vacuum cleaner. Oh, how about a backpack blower? She could do the leaves, too.
How about you going over and weeding her?
Yeah, how about you go over and get the weeds done? If you're going to get something for mom, first off, this happens all the time. People go to like a box store or something and they get a hydrangea or an azalea, and we never know if it's hardy or not. It's just like this generic thing where, yes, it'll be fine for now, but can we keep it over the winter and year after year? You want to give mom something that's going to come back year after year. Go to a good nursery. Tell them, hey, I'm looking for Mother's Day, but I want something that's going to come back year after year. You'll get the right thing.
All right. Now, look, and I know you have a lot of gardening stuff to get to, but I was talking about my mom, Erin Farragona, who is that Big K morning show producer, did such a great job with Larry throughout the week, is spending Sunday with us. So I had her come in, talk about her mom. Rob, obviously, his mom, very significant in his life. He's an only child. But you and I grew up in a different era, different time, different place, when moms did literally everything, morning, noon, and night. And our dads were a challenge for sure. We loved them, but they were a challenge. But you got to give your mom a little bit of love today.
Yeah, she worked as a nurse, too. Worked the second shift as an ER nurse for many, many years.
Really?
Yeah, I used to come home from school, and I was cooking dinner for everybody, and she was amazing. Yeah, no. My dad was a paramedic. And so my dad would take...
I never knew
would,
that.
Yes, would take the... scrape the people off the road and take them up to see my mom at the ER.
Love at first pint of blood.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
And I remember my brothers and I, we'd get in a fight or something. We used to have to call the ER. Yeah, can I talk to Gloria Oster, please? And my mom would get on... What are you boys doing? I'm in the middle of trying to help somebody.
So it was just you and your brother?
Brothers. I had twin brothers.
Three all together.
There were three of us, and the other two were fraternal twins and younger. And so I was in charge when I would, you know, Dad was still at work as a bus mechanic for the school system.
He did that too.
That was his main job, and then he was a volunteer fireman paramedic. First class of paramedics in the 70s in Ohio.
So, you know, Doug and I are kind of fixating from time to time on certain things that have to do with art of that era, especially sitcom, television, and all those great shows. And I remember watching all those shows as a kid, like, you know, Andy, of course, Andy and Mayberry, Andy Griffin, Leave It to Beaver. Our dads, God bless them, they weren't like walking us down to go fishing or playing catch and doing all that sort of stuff. And I'd be like, why can't my dad be more like Wally Cleaver? You know, never came to the table,
you know,
wearing a
suit
and tie.
Well, when you say that, it's funny. My mother would come down and fish with me. I lived within walking distance of a 300-acre lake. And, you know, as a kid, you know, back then, we just ran barefoot all summer, but my mother would come down and I would bait the hook for her and we would just sit there and fish together. Those were good times.
I had a young employee at Coons Market shooting social media videos with me in Bellevue, and she said, I got to show you something. And she had caught this massive fish, young girl, like 20 years of age, but that's her favorite pastime, going fishing. She said, I'm actually going to Beaver County later today to go fishing. I've seen more kids on their bicycles pedaling towards the river with fishing poles in recent days than I've seen in years.
That's good.
It is.
That's good. You know, as the grumpy old men that we are.
Why do you like to fish? What is it about fishing that you enjoy?
It's hunting for something you can't see. And it's being away from the noise.
Kind of like my next wife. I'm hunting for her, but I can't see her. Anyway.
But it's getting away from the noise, you know, of you're floating out there. It's not as relaxing as you might think. It's a concentration of like, what am I going to do? What am I going to throw? But there's certain times when you're just, like when I was there in the spring, when I was in Arthur in the spring, and I saw these daffodils on a point, and I got out of my kayak and I went and looked at the daffodils, and then there was a big foundation for a house that used to be there. And so in the late 50s, early 60s, they bought that property, assuming it would be underwater, not knowing exactly where the lake would be. And that would have been the ultimate lakefront property. But to see those daffodils persist from, you know, before the 1950s, and it's an older variety, a variety I know, that's the other thing that's kind of, crazy, that you could look at a daffodil and know, in this case, what the variety was. And I knew it. And just to think, I was just thinking, what did those people get to come back after they sold their property, or did they just assume it was going to be underwater? I don't know. It's just, you know, being out in that kayak, you see lots of different cool things. The other thing is I always talk about when with gardening with kids, setting up a little thing for butterflies, little thing of mud or this or that. Mm-hmm. And that's what I get to see. I get to see butterflies puddling on the side of the lake that most people never get to see.
If you have a question about gardening, give Doug a call. Great gifts for mom. We've got Steve Valore, of course, coming up in just a little bit from Davey Tree. Our number is 866-391-1020. We'll be right back. Now, 866-391-1020. Let's go to Will. You're on KDK. How you doing, Will?
Good. How you doing?
Good, man.
Hey, I heard you talking maybe a week ago about tomato plants. A friend and I was talking about species of tomato plants, and you talked about that one specific species that's very good eating and very, I don't know, I can't remember the name of it. That's what I need to get from you guys.
Well, let's see. What was I talking about? Was it Limbaugh Legacy Potato Top, the one that I give away at the...
Yeah, that's what it's called,
okay.
Limbaugh.
Yep, okay, so the only way to get one of those is going to be coming to the Plant Swap and Garden Hullabaloo, the 23rd annual, which is June 1st at 1 p.m. at Sorgel's, because that, well, it's too late to start the seeds for this variety. It's a variety that will be later in the season, and so the only way you're going to get that specific variety is that I give them away on June 1st at 1 p.m.
Oh, I can't get them in a nursery then.
No, because this is just a special variety. This is a variety, I mean, one place sells the seed, but it's too late for that. And you're in McDonald, right? Is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
How far away is that from the north, from like 79 and 910?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know where that's at.
It can't be that far. Rob, how far is McDonald from Wexford?
2 hours.
Oh.
But no, 90 minutes if no traffic.
That is a ways. But you know what? If you couldn't come, and there are other varieties that are going to kind of do similar things. There's one called Brandywine that you'll be able to find that's kind of the same sort of thing. It's a big heirloom beefsteak.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you couldn't, you know, I understand 90 minutes is a long way to come for a tomato plant, but your local nursery, one of them close to you, will have a Brandywine. That's one that would be a good variety. And go to your local nursery and tell them you're looking for a big, meaty, thin-skinned beefsteak tomato, and they'll have two or three different types that will be do basically the same thing. The Limbaugh Legacy Potato Top tomato it's an old variety, old heirloom, but you can find other things that are close. It's just that over the years I've given this tomato to people and they just love it. They feel that it's the one of the best tasting tomatoes there is. But you'll be able to find something close. As I said, Brandywine is probably the closest thing to it. And
I appreciate the help.
There's yellow Brandywine, red Brandywine, pink Brandywine, all sorts of different ones. And one of these big family run nurseries close to you in McDonald will have something like that you can plant. And I did want to talk also about when to plant your tomatoes, because I still say it's too early. I had a lot of calls and emails this week saying, what do I do? I already put my stuff out there. So wait to plant those tomatoes, buddy. Wait until you get to about May 20th. Let the soil warm up, okay?
All right. I appreciate the help.
All right. Thanks for calling.
You know, I mentioned to you during the break, living by the water, I kind of live by the river in Beaver County, Ohio River. It's a different life, man. I mean, you see just so many things like boats in the morning, jet skis. But you know what I remember? My grandmother lived on the Beaver River. There would be these, what you would consider then, hobos, people that ride trains, that would plant gardens. And my grandmother would always say, now be careful when you go down by the riverside. But what I remember, big heads of cabbage, rhubarb, corn, they would actually, these gentlemen who would ride the rails, and I can see it right now, as clear as day, would have these nice little gardens along the river.
That's pretty cool.
And that just kind of came to me because I was thinking Mother's Day, thinking of my grandmother and you being in gardening. but it's amazing what you can do.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
If you put a little time into it.
Oh, definitely. So for my show, In Doug's Garden, the next place that I'm featuring next week is called Choderwood, and it's right on the river. It's right on the Allegheny. And so I've been there several times, and just to sit there and, like you said, watch the river traffic is amazing. But this week's In Doug's Garden is all about something called the Sakura Project, or I pronounced it wrong, Sakura Project, which is this amazing project in North Park that has all the cherry trees blooming. And so the cherries are done blooming, but I filmed this last week, and I've got the Sakura Project, and I'm talking with Rob Kruljack from Davey Tree about fungal issues on things like flowering crab apples and other plants, and also doing some garden work and answering question, why doesn't my hydrangea bloom? So all... this is the second episode of season four of In Doug's Garden, which runs every Saturday morning, 9 a.m. on KDKA's streaming platform. But you can watch them later, and right now they are available at my website and YouTube channel. So just go to DougOster.com. And as I said, we're probably not going to get another frost looking at the 10-day. When you get days like this, where in some parts of our area it was down below 50 degrees, tomatoes and peppers are not going to like that. It's not going to kill them, but they're prone to fungal issues, the tomatoes are, and they're going to hate this cold weather. This is actually a perfect time to plant other things that don't care about frost. Why worry? And again, like I said, I got emails like crazy, people worrying, what do I do? I jump-started the season. I put stuff in too early. All you can do is cover them, or in the first thing in the morning before the sun rises, just spray water on them, but you're taking a risk. But this is the perfect time for pansies in containers. Pansies love cool weather, and this is just perfect. We're going to get 80s next week, but this is the perfect time for pansies. And I'm telling you... I'm so frustrated with the deer, and I know the feeling of just like wanting to give up, but don't. There are so many things you can plant right now that the deer won't like, and we'll talk about it with Steve when we come back with our Davey Tree segments.
All right, that's all coming up in just a little bit, and if you have a tree-related question you want to talk to Steve and Doug in our next couple of segments, you can call in at 866-391-1020. Mother's Day recipes, dishes, memories, all coming up next hour on the Coons Cooking Hour with Frank Dantisi. But we are just 3 minutes away from the news at 7:30 with Rob Taylor. It's your Pratt Pack for a Sunday morning. Steve and Doug and Davey Tree, as we always do, it's time to give away a gift certificate to Janoski's, great place for Mom's Day. And if you are the 10th caller at 412-922-1020, that's the 10th caller at 412-922-1020, you will win a $25 gift certificate to Janoski's Route 30 in Clinton. Before we get Steve on the air today, this has been a good partnership with Davey Tree.
Oh, wonderful. Actually, wonderful. We've learned so much from them. I always say, you know, like when we had those storms, you have to have a certified arborist come out. And we've talked about it 100 times. They're bound by a code of ethics. They don't have to sell you anything. They come out and you... In my property, which we've talked about over and over again, this declining oak forest and, oh, the storms, man. Again, I was lucky. Nothing got hit, but these 100-year-old oak trees. Well, my arborist, I'm waiting because my stuff's on the ground and not affecting anything negatively. And so I've got a message into my arborist, say, hey, put us on the list. When you have time, come out, take a look. The stuff's on the ground. And just let me know what it's going to be to get my trails open. And so if it was somebody else, they would be like cutting, oh, it's going to have to cut up the whole tree. We're going to have to lose this. We're going to have to lose that. A certified arborist is a scientist who will be sure that you're taken care of. And so when in the case of these stuff that's laying on the ground, he'll look at that, but he'll also look at other trees on the property and let me know if there's a problem there. And that's important to me. I told this story before, arborist came and saw this tree that was going to land on the garage. All right. Are we ready for Steve?
Good morning. I'm here.
All right, Steve Fallor from the Davey Tree Expert Company is here for our Talking Trees segment. And, Steve, we're talking all about native trees. And so are native trees something that you guys are planting a lot of? And why natives?
Absolutely, Doug. We always strive to plant native trees first and foremost. Anytime we meet with someone, that is goal number one. Ultimately, it is always up to the homeowner, but native trees are always our first choice. I know one reason we like native trees is because they do well in this area. This is their native range. One of our favorites as of late has been the American pawpaw tree. That's something we've really been trying to push lately, and we're having some success with that.
You're already going with pawpaws. I was going to save that, Steve, but let's go. Let's go with pawpaws. So, I've got kind of a question for you, and it's out there. But here's what I did anyway. I had a woman. This is her second year. She only has one pawpaw tree. You need two to get the fruit. And
yep.
She borrowed some of my flowers to get the pollen. And so what I did, and I hope I did the right thing, is I went up and picked as many different flowers as I could in different stages and gave them to her in a plastic bag and told her that day, take a small paintbrush and take the pollen from these flowers and try and transfer them onto your flowers on your one tree. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what else to do. Is that the right thing to do?
I would say that's other than planting another tree, that's probably about as good as you're going to get.
She has the second tree, but she's waiting for it to get mature enough to flower. Oh. So she needs the pollen. I didn't know what else to do, and I knew it was a long shot.
Yeah, I think that's about as good as you're going to get for now. She did the right thing by, you know, planting another tree. You do need the two trees. I mean, we're playing the game of cross-pollination there. Hopefully that worked. I don't think I have a better idea than what you came up with. That was a pretty good little trick. I might have to try that down the road.
Yeah, I didn't know what else to do. And like I said, this is her second year, and the first year she had called too late. The flowers were already done doing their thing. What is it about the pawpaw that is interesting for the homeowner, you think? You know, for me, it's just I want that fruit, and it's a pretty tree. Of course, the flowers are not the best in the world. They're pollinated by flies,
yeah.
So you can imagine what kind of smell attracts flies. And they are a beautiful tree, and then the fruit is to die for.
Absolutely. Number one, they're great for pollinators. They do play host to the zebra shallowtail butterfly, which that's a nice little trait of the pawpaw tree. Something I like to explain to homeowners. But another one, the big one for me is the fruit that they can bear.
Mm-hmm.
You plant your trees, you get a couple years, and you have that nice big fruit that they produce. And if you are a person that's connected with your trees, your landscape, that fruit can be used for all kinds of different things in the kitchen. And it's a delicious fruit. You use it like an applesauce, a banana, something in the kitchen, mix it into breads, oatmeals. But my favorite that I like to tell everybody is you could make a really, really good ice cream out of it. And that seems to be a pretty good point that people, they don't think about. you can get that out of it.
I just like them chilled and raw.
They're phenomenal. It's like custard right off the tree.
Yeah, I agree. So, we're always talking right tree, right place. Let's go through some other natives that, when you do find the right place, can be added to the landscape.
So I typically like to ask people what type of flower color. Like I try to narrow it down, but American dogwoods, that's another huge one that everybody likes. They can do well in full sun or kind of a shady area.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask you. That's what I wanted to ask you about. You can do the, like our native dogwood out in full sun. It's okay to do that.
Yeah, they're going to need a little bit more help, but they will do okay. They might get a little sun scorch if it's too sunny, if they don't ever get any sun.
When they're little, as long as you keep water on them and get them established, they'll be fine, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah. They're going to take a little bit of extra, they're going to need some extra help, but they will do fine. Eastern redbud is another one that I love. Those are the trees that during the early spring along the highways or roadways, you see the nice pink flower. Everybody tends to like that. I get asked a lot, what's that tree with the pink flower? Mm-hmm. It's an eastern redbud.
So we have the service berry, another
one I love.
So we have our straight species of natives. Now,
mm-hmm.
Let's say even if it's dogwood or redbud, what if I want to go with something that we call like a native R, like uses a native as its basic breeding stock, but then we turn it into like a Cherokee Princess dogwood or mm-hmm. a red bud with purple leaves. How do we feel about that? As long as it provides what we want it to provide for pollinators and for the wildlife.
I'm in general okay with that. I am a big fan of something like you were talking, a purple-leafed redbud, the forest pansy redbud. I like to plant mm-hmm. those quite often. Different types of crab apples or service berries. You mentioned the Cherokee Princess dogwood, mm-hmm. A red-flowered dogwood. That's something people love those.
Yeah.
And they do well. They do well. But just know, anytime you're getting a cultivar or something out of its native range, it's going to take a little bit of extra TLC. That's
okay.
All you're going to need to do.
And let's talk real quick about that service berry, because I've got a nice multi-stem service berry right in the edge of my vegetable garden. And actually, I did a segment with Rob Kruljack from Davy Tree for the TV show In Doug's Garden. Tell me what you like about service berries, because I love that tree.
It's number one thing I love about it is it's a very hardy ornamental tree. I typically like to lean towards the autumn luster service berry. That seems to be my favorite. It's a single stem is the one that I always tried to get to. Nice hardy tree, produces a nice white flower, produces berries. It's great for birds. Birds absolutely love the service berries and the fruit that they provide. smaller tree, ornamental. And like I said, it's nice and hardy. They do well in this area. They're just something I really like to plant in this area for all those reasons.
All right, Steve, we're going to take a break. Hang in there. We'll bring you back after the break. For more information about Davey or to ask what's going on with your trees, go to davey.com/KDKA. And remember, you can always call the experts like Steve from Davey Tree at 855-982-TREE. That's 855-982-8733.
Coming back with more with Steve and Doug, Davey Tree, talking trees, and your calls at 866-391-1020. Your Prep Pack Sunday morning, Mother's Day 2025. And then we'll get ready for the news with Rob, and then Mother's Day treats, recipes, and more on the Coons Cooking Hour with Frank Dentici as we continue on this marathon Mother's Day edition with your Prat Pack, KDKA.
Doug. Back with Steve Fallor. He is from the Davey Tree Expert Company. And Steve, you mentioned a cultivar of that serviceberry. Tell me the name of the cultivar again and why you like it so much.
It's the Autumn Luster serviceberry. My favorite thing about it is it's a single stem plant, has a nice fall color, in the berries for the birds. A lot of my clients or people that I run into, they like to be connected with nature. They like the wildlife. They like the pollinators, and the serviceberry provides a little tiny red berry, 3/8 in size or so, and birds absolutely love it. So that's always one of my go-tos. And like I said before, it's a nice hardy plant that does well in this area.
And doesn't get too big. That's another thing to say too. You know, a lot of times serviceberry will be something you might be able to get away with putting under power lines or something like that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Anything else on your list as far as natives when you're thinking, of course, right tree, right place?
There is a cultivar of a red maple. It's called a Rugged Charm red maple. We just talked about power lines. In a lot of neighborhoods, we do have overhead power lines. Rugged Charm maple is another very hardy ornamental tree that I do like to use in that area. It's kind of a perfect cultivar made for that area. So I do like that. It does produce a nice little flower in the springtime. It has some nice fall coloring, and it has a lot of the good characteristics of a maple tree, of a red maple. So I like to use that as well. Some magnolias here and there. Like I said, I like to talk to the homeowner and see what flower color they like, and then I like to choose from there.
Yeah,
they have a preference. Sometimes they don't.
I like that. I never thought of that as something you know an arborist would do. I'm always thinking the size of the plant and the sun or shade, but that's a great idea. You know, just say, hey, what kind of color of flower do you like? Are you getting a lot of clients these days that are specifically looking for natives, or is it something that you're just able to offer up and say, you know, if you are like-minded that you're interested in pollinators and wildlife, we do have some natives we could put in here.
Yeah, I would say it's maybe 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll get the people that know exactly what they want, and then you'll just get the people that, you know, a newer neighborhood, they have a nice new house, they just want trees, right? They don't really have an opinion on what it is, and that's where, as an arborist, that's my job to explain the difference between natives and non-natives and why would we want to put natives here.
Mm-hmm.
I try to add in some unique landscaping there as well with native trees. And after you talk to people about the benefits of natives and go over the options that we do have, which we have a lot of options, we can typically steer them in that direction. And that's where we go: flower color, size. Do you want a shade tree, an ornamental? So that's our job as arborists, to talk to the homeowner about natives and the benefits of that.
And do you like planting them this time of the year?
Yes. Yeah, we do like to make a big spring and fall push for tree planting. We will plant trees throughout pretty much all summer long, but we do try to make the biggest push in the spring and the fall just due to adequate moisture for the new plants.
And when you plant something in the spring, like we plant it right now, we've got plenty of rain to take care of it for a while, but then when we get into the summer, that newly planted tree is going to need a little help, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely it is. One thing with Davy Tree, we do like to provide watering systems for all of our new trees that we plant, whether it be a tree gator. It's a zip-up bag that you fill up 25 gallons of water, and it likes to dissipate out for the tree over a couple-day period. Or we have a system that actually gets buried. It's called a tree diaper that collects water naturally and dissipates through the soil over time.
How does that thing work? I've never heard of that.
So it's they're just four little squares, and you bury them right on top of the root ball, and they do break down over time, and it's just like diaper material. It's like a baby diaper, and every time you water or it rains, it collects that water and then dissipates out over time and dries out. It breaks down over time. We have not seen it do really any damage to root systems over time, so that's something that it's kind of a nice thing, and you can mulch right over top of it so you don't have to see it.
Well, before I let you go, I've got to mention it, the right way to mulch. Not like not a volcano, but more like a donut, right? And we're just about out of time.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That is a peeve of mine and something we see all the time.
Drives you nuts, doesn't it?
Somebody goes around and edges the bed and throws all the edging right up against the trunk of the tree, and all you're doing is suffocating it. You're doing yourself no favors there.
All right, Steve. Appreciate your time and great information. For more information about Davy Tree or to ask what's going on with your trees, go to davy.com/KDK. And remember, you can always call the experts from Davy Tree at 855-982-TREE. That's 855-982-8733. Next week, our friend Steve Rapaski from Meadow Sweet Apiaries and Bee Control will be hosting the show, as I will be taking people to see all the gardens of London, and we are going to have so much fun. I'll be posting every day on my Facebook page, and I'm going to make a video there for the In Doug's Garden TV show. Remember, organics gardeners, you make our world brighter and safer with each seed you sow and every garden you grow.
All right, Doug Oster has left the building. Stay tuned. Rob Taylor coming up next with the news at 8. And then it's the Coons Cooking Hour today, Mother's Day, memories and recipes. Stay with us.